All right, everyone. Episode 137 of the 580 Show. We're back. Myself, Nick, Dante Riley's off camera. I'm sure he might add something. We'll see. But just got done in Greenfield, Ohio at the Small Town Strength Challenge. So we're going to talk about our weekend out there. We're going to talk about nationals coming up because someone qualified finally. Nick Ferrantino. He's been on the pod a couple times. If you don't follow Nick, he's on Instagram, Ferrantino Lifts. But yeah, just going to talk about those two quick things. Probably not going to be a super long episode, but yeah, we were, like I kind of said, we were in Greenfield, Ohio this weekend, the Small Town Strength Challenge. Went out there to try to get Nick his nationals bid, and we were obviously successful. So we're talking about that a little bit. I competed as a 200. There was no one in my class, but overall, I thought the show was amazing. Like, I really loved it. I don't know what you guys thought about, like, competing and being a spectator, but...
As a spectator, it was pretty good.
Show started at 9 a.m., which is obviously a little bit strange, but because usually it's 10. Started at 9, we were done with awards at, what, 1?
Yeah.
1 o'clock, done with awards already. Like, amazing job. I thought it was really well ran. We did one lane at a time. There's only, like, a little bit less than 20 people that competed. But
it was a very nice venue.
Very nice venue. Very nice gym.
Yep.
I would 100%, 10 out of 10, recommend this show to someone.
Yeah.
Like, it was, I don't say that a lot. And, like, just people that really gave a crap, and it ran smooth, and it was an awesome day. So, I think it was, like, my favorite show I ever did, to be honest. And it's so funny how that works, because you do bigger shows and stuff, and then it ends up being, like, the little show that that you really, really like. But I just signed up because they were, four of the five events I never got to do, like a lever deadlift, a truck pull, a Conan's wheel, a Viking on this Viking, and it is also a stone medley, which I thought was really cool.
I really want to talk about the stones a little bit. I thought it was really cool how we went around kind of in a circle.
Yeah, I thought it was so unique. You may have to speak up a little bit, by the way. But... the stones, it was one singular platform, and it was a square. So you started and went to the right. Like, you would load your stone and then go to the next one. They would take it down for you. I thought that was such a creative idea.
I agree. I've never seen it done like that, because it's usually in a platform, yeah, like, all in a row. And you have to just keep going.
We could be in the center of, like, the gym, and you can have people around you watching, and, like, it doesn't take up a huge footprint. I thought it was such a good idea.
Very unique.
And that's a way, if you wanted to, you could do, like, a head-to-head stone that way, too. You could do a bunch of different things.
You could do so much.
Like, when it's all in the same line, it's hard to do stuff like that.
It takes up a lot of space.
You could be, like, looking at the person in front of you. You could keep passing the stone back and forth. Yeah. You could do, like you guys had to do four different stones. You could do a bunch of different stuff with that.
It takes up a lot of space. It's expensive. Yeah. Dude, you build one super heavy-duty? Like, I was, like, impressed. Also... I think, like, a life hack, if you want to be a promoter, you are a promoter, and you're, like, doing a show somewhere where you don't have that much space, or you don't have that much, like, you don't want to take a million things to a show. This guy had one piece of equipment made by Madewell Strength, and he ran three events off one piece. Yep. And it ran off without a hitch, essentially.
High quality stuff.
Yeah, like, it was, we started with a lever deadlift, and this guy, I really liked how he did it, Robert Arthur,
yeah,
right? Robert Authors. Arthur. And the lever, he had everything not welded on, but, like, he got hooks attached, and everything was already attached. So the five levers, unlike USS Nationals, like, you don't have to hook and unhook. Mm-hmm. You just went down the line. I thought that was such a good idea. We did lever deadlift on a Madewell strength equipment lever deadlift. Then we did Viking press on the Madewell, and then we did Conan's wheel. Yeah. So, like, easy on the volunteers, easier on the promoters, and, like, I know from as a competitor, I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like something where I felt like I was being cheaped out on.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like talking like with the state chair that was there, and it was like, that's really cool for people that are like, actually just throw out like being running strongman competitions, because that's such a small group of people. If you have a home gym, or you're training in a commercial gym, or a gym that isn't like a strongman gym, dude, you can buy that piece of equipment and you can train like 10 events.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
On like that it's is
like,
bang
it's like
for
a Bowflex for free weights.
Yeah, so many it's a Bowflex for strongman.
There's so many different things you can do with it. It's crazy.
Yeah, there was other stuff too that they were saying. And actually, the same thing went into a car deadlift.
Mm-hmm.
Like that is really really cool. So yeah, home gym or just like someone who doesn't have a lot of space, you're like kind of the redheaded stepchild at you know, a commercial gym or something like that. I thought that was super cool. The stones then were super cool. First time I got to do a truck pull.
And the truck was awesome.
The truck pool, they brought out the big, like, they brought out the best 2023 bright and shiny dump truck they had.
Yep.
And it was good.
And it was heavy.
It was such a unique, like, these are like the days when I really like love Strongman again, where like it's like a little unique show. Small Town Strength Challenge could not have been a more perfect name for the show.
It was awesome.
You were in a Greenfield, Ohio, which is like, what, probably like 50 miles south of Columbus or something like that. And there was not even like a hotel or an Airbnb within 20 miles of the show. That's how like small town it was. And you got there and it was like everyone on the main drag of the town knew about the show or was like a sponsor of it. The venue was awesome. It was literally like a true small town, like really cool event. So I thought that was so cool. I want to go out and sponsor it next year and do the show because it was just like a sleeper. I thought it was awesome.
I really enjoyed it as a competitor.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't like, it went fast, like less than 5 hours, but I never felt like really rushed.
No.
Where I was like, and the promoter cared, like the stones were bright, new, and shiny.
Yeah, they were, for sure.
And yeah, so it was a great day. We're bearing the lead. I mentioned it briefly, but Nick qualified for Nationals.
Yes.
It's been a 2 year in the making. Finally. Actually, it was probably over 2 years, right? You've been in Strongman about 3 years.
Yeah.
And he's been that second place guy for a long time. And he finally came out today and won his class. He did it pretty decisively.
He won 4 out of 5 events.
Yeah, 4 out of 5 events.
It was competitive.
It was competitive. Very competitive. But he won 4 of the 5 events, and so this is a big monkey off his back. So that was awesome. That's the biggest thing. It was fun to go to a show and not have to weigh in and just wake up and just be like, not even do 24-hour weigh-ins or anything, just drive out there.
At least you won.
Yeah, I won. Won all 5 events, not bragging.
Talk about bearing the lead.
But
that's a good transition to Nationals.
Yeah.
Because next road leads to Erie.
Yeah. All roads lead to Erie now.
Yeah, we're gonna have
about five people so far competing, I believe.
Yeah, I think we're double digits qualified for Strongman Corporation Nationals this year.
Mm-hmm.
And we're gonna be 5+ for sure in Erie. And I know a lot of people like really enjoyed last year when we talked about Erie leading into Nationals. Like it was crazy at the banquet, people like it was really cool, like following along with people that are competing. So that's gonna be the main theme, I'm sure, kinda obviously we'll talk about everything Strongman, but moving forward is going to be Nationals.
A little piece of Erie in every episode.
Yeah. Obviously, Erie is in our home state again this year, only about 2 hours from our house. So it's nice for local people at our gym to be able to compete because it's so close to home for a big show. But, we'll have at least 5 people there, which is really cool for us. Yeah. We already have 3 people qualified for the Arnold as well, just at our little gym. So that's awesome. But they announced the stone event this Friday. They just announced it. Everyone knows.
And the wheelbarrow.
But we didn't even know what the stone event was, right?
No.
So, starts lighter, right? Like 10 meters away.
It's like 10, 8, and 5.
10, 8, 5 meters away. And it's an Atlas stone and carry.
Yeah, you pick it up, carry it, then load it over. It's like 4 different ones.
Yeah.
And there's 3 you carry. And then like the last ones, I believe, is right by the yoke or whatever, loading over. And then that's for reps.
Yeah. And also, just first glimpse, I'm not competing in Nationals this year. First glimpse, it's heavy.
Yeah.
No tacky.
No tacky.
You can have spray tacky and tacky towels, which help, but no like actual just loading up on tacky. It's heavy. Big boy is 375 on their last stone.
Train your biceps.
375 on their last stone.
Mine's 350.
I'll be curious, like what, because I've talked to probably 10 people about it, and every person is either likes it or absolutely hates it. Comment what you guys think of the event. I kind of like it. I saw it be done at Great Lakes Strongest Man in 2018. And I actually really, like, I thought it was a kind of cool event.
Yeah.
It's a very awkward carry, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But the big boy's 375, right?
At least I'm not going to carry it.
The 265s are three.
I don't remember the 365.
They said they were going to try to do a rubberized stone. So I don't know.
Might be a bit more grippy, maybe.
Maybe. Stone of steel, something like that. Because you're not gonna. Maybe the sticks and stone guys, because they made stuff for the Arnold. They made stuff for OSG. They do really cool work.
It has to be universal. Though, it has to be head to head.
But those guys are really good. Yeah, so they can probably shave a couple.
Those Houston fellas they made are really cool.
Yeah. So I'm hoping because they did. I think they did get announced as a sponsor. Maybe.
I might be wrong.
But regardless, I think it's a cool event. It's different. If you're a person that's like wants different events, it's different. I think the events this year are really unique. I mean, you have what, an axle or a log?
Trump log.
Trump log, which I like the Trump log. So Trump log,
Max trap bar.
The Max trap bar. That's definitely unique, and it's on a Kabuki trap bar, so it's on a really nice piece of equipment.
Max,
I would be worried if it was like those cat trap bars that you buy for like $119 online. What was the next one?
Max sandbag weight for height.
Yeah, for sandbag feet. Toss for height over 15 feet. That's for guys. Probably what, 12 for women.
I think so.
And then what are the other events?
The yoke to wheelbarrow.
Yoke to wheelbarrow.
And they're making an attachment for a yoke for the wheelbarrow. So I'm interested to see how
it's
that
gonna
looks.
Be. Yeah, but James Deffenbaugh does such a good job with equipment.
Yeah, I'm sure. It's
like
be
Ukrainian
great.
Deadlift that he made for the Arnold, and it was
and
you saw
stair,
it.
Power stair.
Power stair. Oh, power stairs is at the nationals.
Yeah.
That's only 5 events, isn't it? Did we say 6?
6 is the stones.
Yeah, oh, 6 is the stones. Yep. Be curious, but like comment what you think about the stones because it obviously just released and people were waiting for that. But also just like, what do you think of all the events? You know, I think we're gonna have a ton of friends there in that area in nationals. Just people we know through Strongman, listeners, people we've just met and become friends, friends from our hometown, gym members. I'm thinking about having a horsepower booth, so if we do, we'll officially announce that. But I'd really like to have a booth there that weekend.
But before All Roads Lead the Nationals, though, to be honest.
We have the deadlift championship.
We have the All Roads Lead the 580 deadlift.
Yeah,
right.
So if you want to still compete, I don't really care. You just have to pay the entry fee. You might not get a shirt. I ordered a couple extra shirts only. But if you still want to compete, that's fine. Tyler Kacharski, I'm going to call him out because he waited till last minute and missed signups, and I still let him in. But it's $25. We're doing a max deadlift championship at our gym just for fun. It's essentially just a day where we all go down and we just max our deadlift. Like just all bets are off.
In a professional setting.
Professional setting. We're gonna have an awesome live stream. So if you're bored next Saturday, we start at 11 a.m. the lifts. It's gonna be live streamed on our 580 YouTube channel. So make sure you're subscribed and you can just come pop in and out, check it out. I'll be commentating it. We're gonna have an awesome live stream. You're gonna see some big lifts. I think we're gonna have a couple people flirting with that 800. We got these two. That's why I'm standing in the middle. Have your face off right now. These two right here.
Are these kids?
But they're going to be going head-to-head. They have a little side bet. I think we're going to have some people flirting with that 800-pound raw deadlift. It's going to be a really fun day. So no entry fee or anything. No spectator fee. So if you are in the area to us, come on down and watch. Like, it's just going to be a fun day. I don't think we're doing food or anything. We're not going to be there super long. 2-3 hours, maybe.
Say,
so
if you're coming, bring some energy.
Yeah, bring some energy. I'll have horsepower there for everyone. Let's sell some horsepower next weekend. It's going to be a chock bowl full of grip mountain.
Yep.
We're going to have a little cool setup. So, yeah, if you're bored, make sure, even if you're not in the area, watch on YouTube next week. So,
And it'll be up on YouTube forever to watch.
Yeah. We'll probably do a little vlog style. By Wednesday, we usually release our vlog, comp vlogs on Wednesday.
Yeah, this comp vlog should be released Wednesday.
So really check it out because I thought this was super unique and cool. I hate to keep sound like a broken record, but it was a fun ass comp. I really liked it.
It'll be fun just to watch the events.
Yeah,
the truck will be fun to watch. We mic these two up.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, we went mic'd up for one of the events, the truck pool, and I sound weird and Nick sounds like a dying pug that just got hit by a car. It's gonna be really interesting to hear. So we had some really good shots. It was an awesome vlog. I'm very curious. We may have to put like a warning before you hear us mic'd up because we sound not safe for work. But but that's it. Quick pod this week. We appreciate everyone listening. Make sure we finally hit that 500 subscribers. So next week we will announce the giveaway next week. We're busy. We're traveling this week. We will. We have a really cool one. It's in-depth. It's going to be substantial.
One of you guys is going to really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's a strongman competitor is really going to appreciate it. So that's all we're going to say about that. It's substantial. It's not just not like we don't like giving away horsepower grip mountain, but it is going to be substantial. Mm-hmm. And we are going to get horsepower grip mountain with the giveaway as well. So But yeah, stay tuned for that next week. Hopefully we'll have a little bit more time. We just traveled like 4.5 hours.
Yeah,
and I'm hungry now.
We're ready
to eat. Thank you guys so much for listening, and thank you for the 500 subscribers. That was a huge benchmark. Tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend. Subscribe. It's free. Comment on the video, like the video, share the videos around. Share our vlog this weekend. On Wednesday, just say, hey, man, if you like Strongman, check out these guys. They go to competitions. They have a weekly Strongman podcast. Watch them. Support them. Help us. Help you.
Thank you.
We'll see you guys next week. Peace. Thank you. Also, tell Nick congratulations in the comment. I want the comment section flamed with
Nicky
congratulations.
Nationals,
Nicky Nationals.
Hashtag Nicky Nationals.
Hashtag Nicky Nationals. Hashtag thank you, Nick. Hashtag congratulations, Nick. Nick is, he is fat. He is fat, but that doesn't matter.
And strong.
That doesn't matter. He's strong.
All right.
A little bit.
All right. We'll see you guys next week.